Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now with Denise Thompson, certified health and wellness coach, nurse, fitness trainer, educator, speaker, and best-selling author. I'm kind of in a mood of philosophizing a little bit here. How do you live your life? Do you analyze every situation first, then weigh it carefully before making or not making a decision? You know that not making a decision is still making one. How is your mindset when you make a decision? Do you see all the work involved, the challenges ahead, the negatives, or do you see the joy you can share, the things you get to learn and enjoy, being empowered? Do you say yes and then figure out, or are you pondering over and over again? How does this affect your mindset when you take a long time to decide whether or not to do something? Have you ever said no to something, only wondering afterwards, what if I had decided to do this? How would I have benefited? What could I have learned? What did I miss or miss out on? My real life's newest example is actually one that just came up yesterday. And I love to use those real life examples. So number one, you can see I'm a real person. I still make mistakes. I'm not perfect, but I want to share what works best for me, because you know that everything I do or say or breathe or eat has to do with healthy body, healthy mind, and healthy finances. Health has been a big passion of mine ever since I was a little girl. And I have a lot of doctors and dentists and nurses in my family, and I'm one of them. So having prefaced that, you probably understand better why I am actually talking about this and why it's so important to me. Well, actually, March 31st was the last day to qualify for an event, a special event that I really wanted to attend. It seemed to have everything I wanted to learn and experience, and it is pretty much in my neighborhood. So, first impression when I realized, despite all the hard and dedicated work I put in, I did not make it. I did not qualify. And I go, well, what am I going to do now? Am I going to pout? Or am I just going to continue and see what I can do to make the best out of this situation? Well, guess what? Yesterday, I received a text. Not me alone. Several of us received a text from a mentor asking if we live in the neighborhood, in the area where the event is going to be, and if we would like to volunteer our time. Well, when you volunteer something at such a big event, you know for a fact you're going to hear a lot. And so I said, yes, before I even was thinking about anything else. And I go, interesting. My brain just said yes. Now, what am I anticipating? Am I anticipating to hear a lot of great information, things that I would never have heard if I would not have volunteered because I did not qualify? So what happened? That back door actually opened up and entered the opportunity for me. So what if is such a great question that can help us stay on course. What if I did not say yes to this opportunity? What would I miss out? so much valuable information, friendships with other health coaches, being surrounded by positive people, having fun, filling my cup with positivity. You know, just because we are, generally speaking, very positive people, doesn't mean we don't have our little moments, because we're real true human beings. So we're not perfect every moment of the day, but we're striving to be, because it's best for everyone. So if I wouldn't have said yes, oh my goodness, I would not be able to go and attend that meeting that I did not qualify for free. Well, yeah, I don't know if everything is going to be through the loudspeakers in the hallways and where the place is. I have the address, but I don't know how big it is or anything. It's just everything is going to work out. And I think it all has to do with us, in this case me, making the decision to say yes and then figure out the rest. So I am totally, totally excited. Instead of having to pay to attend, I get to attend for free by volunteering my services to hear what's going on. I get to mingle with my friends. I get to fill my cup with good vibes and good information and get more energy in so I can build my business more and help more people. That is actually my goal. You probably might remember, and if you don't, I'm going to give you a quick recap. It was a few years ago that I was about 180 pounds, size 14, in some cases even 16. I'm 5'1". Okay, so, wow, I was morbidly obese. And I had decided that I needed a change in my life because I couldn't walk the stairs anymore without huffing and puffing. My arthritis got really worse. I had to watch out to not be totally, you know, not to remain pre-diabetic and become diabetic. So I decided to make a huge change in my life. And I found this amazing program that helped me not only lose 50 pounds, that's just the bonus and the cherry on top of the dessert, whatever you call it, isn't it? Euphemism. It was just my mindset. My mindset has changed so much. I started reading again positive books. I just read one from Romy, R-O-M-I, Neustadt, N-U-N-E-U-S-T-A-D-T. The title is Get Over Your Damn Self. And I go, wow, I hate this title. I don't want to read this. And then I said, well, wait a minute. The person who recommended it to me has had a lot of challenges in her life. Yet she read it. She grew with it, by it, through it. And when she recommends that to me, I think I better read it. Believe me, it has made a huge difference. Just since I read this book, I finished it last week. I'm on a new one now. But that one was so powerful. And that's what I actually like. I like to empower people, guide them on their journey to optimal health, help them, support them, be there with them, for them. Lead by example, because as I just told you, I dropped a 50-some pounds, went from a size 14, 16 to a 4. I was actually 2 years ago a size 2 in the summer. Summer's coming up. I might be back in a 2. I feel great in a 4, and it's a healthy BMI, healthy weight, and everything is a little bit more attractive to me just because I'm so short. So either way, I'm not going to worry about it because it is how I feel that is important. if my mindset is at the right place and I'm feeling great and happy and confident and love to lead by example and reach out to people and help them getting healthy, man, that is my life, my dream life. Because I have lost a lot of family members and friends due to illness, many of them cancer, some of them other things. And I wasn't at the point at that time to actually reach out and help, but that was part of the cause for me to want to learn more so I can actually do more preventative, not medicine, but maintenance, preventative applications, just do the things that are best for us and help anybody who wants to get better, lower their cholesterol, blood pressure, blood sugar, maybe release some weight, maybe gain some. It depends on where you're at in your life and what you need to do in order to be totally healthy. No matter what, I'm here to help you do that and journey with you. And for anybody who is interested in making a change in their life, be it physical, emotional, financial, or whatever, I will offer you a free 30-minute health assessment that we can see if journeying together is an option. Because I do not, I stress, I do not shove anything down anybody's throat. I share what I know, I share that I care, and the rest is up to you. You can ask questions, and I will answer them, or I will help you answer them or find the answer. So that is actually where my true passion lies these days. I just really, really want to help everybody. And that's why, just by looking at it, what if I would not have said yes to the opportunity to volunteer? How would I feel afterwards hearing everybody talking about it, sharing their experiences, and me knowing I could have been there had I said yes? So, yeah, this is actually a really good one for me. And as I said, I love to share and lead by example. So if you want to get a hold of me to schedule your own free 30-minute health assessment, please voicemail or text me at 562-335-4956 and tell me you're asking for the 30-minute free health assessment because you listen to the Blog Talk Radio show. And then I can definitely get in touch with you. Make sure I get your name and your phone number and your email address so I can get back to you within 24 to 48 hours. And then we can schedule something and see for you. Anyways, I have definitely made the best decision for myself. And the rest of the questions that I have now, what do I get to do? What do I need to wear? When do I need to be there? And all that stuff, that's going to be resolved in no time because there's somebody who's coordinating this whole thing and they're going to send the information out. So, yeah, my yes is getting me to the event I wanted to attend, just in a different position. Still, I know now. Or no, I know actually, I know now I will hear and learn a lot and I am thrilled. So having shared that with you, having offered you this 30-minute free health assessment and given you my phone number to text or voicemail and my email dythomson@gmail.com, put in the subject line free health assessment. Then I will definitely get. I wish everybody a wonderful, happy, healthy, and empowered week. And I will see if I can do it next Wednesday, because Thursday, Friday, Saturday, I'm going to be busy with the event. Wish you all the best. Take care and talk to you soon.